Catherine, you have quite a few long-distance friendships. How do you maintain them?
Yeah, well, friendship is very important to me. I think friendships need tending. I put a big value on being current with my friends, and that's something that's hard to do long distance. But there are friends I have that I don't live close to, that I have managed to stay very close to. My friend Odette lives back east, and we talk on the phone at least once a week, usually for an hour at a time. So I stay current with her, by talking.
So do you phone your other long-distance friends, too?
Not so much. I use email with some of my friends. But I actually still love to write letters and get letters.
So snail mail.
Yeah. And I have one friend, Doug, that I've been exchanging letters with for more than 20 years. And it's a cool thing, because I still have all of them.
Wow.
And so it's a concrete record of, of what we've been doing all these years.
Huh.
Yeah, we met when we were working at the same place. And then he went to Taiwan for 2 years, and we wrote letters. We didn't know each other all that well, but we got to know each other through letters over the first 2 years. And ever since then, we've been good friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, telephone, snail mail, email, what else?
Skype. My old friend Corey in Chicago, we used to talk on the phone, but now we Skype. He's actually the only friend I Skype with. And it's great because we'll be talking and he'll say something like, "You actually don't look bad for your age." And I recognize the room where he's sitting because I visited them. And his wife, Misayo, will walk through. And she'll stop and show me her knitting. And I'll show her what I'm working on, because I've just started getting into knitting. And then his dog, Peanut, will wander through. And I've met Peanut, so it's like I've just dropped in on them for a visit.